Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We can get started. Now, shit, you know me. I title my shit. Hold on. And I titled this shit, Do Any of You Really Know Me? Man, I mean, there's so many things that I could talk about right now, but I'm not. I'm just going to ask you, really, is there one of you out there? Well, let me just say, which ones of you out there would, in quotes, let me do something better than you? Now, I hope you understand that question, because I would venture to say not one of you out there would just allow me, in quotes, to do anything better than you. Now, in an earlier video, I asked a similar question to what I'm going to ask, but it was very different. Do you care if I do some things better than you? Now, see, would you let me do something better than you? And do you care if I do something better than you? Are two distinctly different questions. But I bet you 10 to 1, you motherfuckers would answer each one of them. I mean, excuse me, each one of you would answer those questions with the same answer. And the reason is because you don't listen and you don't take seriously conversation. See, because they're distinctly different, because one is you pride yourself in your work ethics, and that pride just won't allow you to go soft on me and let me win something or do something better than you. And the other one is you're weak and insecure. You're not man enough to see the truth in the answer that you give. That's why you answer them both alike. Now, I'm sure there's those of you, the ones of you that do respond to my traps, because I'm sure you know I set traps, you don't realize that my traps only going to expose what you think. It's not going to trap you into some sort of compromising situation, unless what you think is compromising, because I will not say or mean any weak version that most motherfuckers will respond to when it comes to things that I say or propose to you. And I do all of this for a reason. It's all done for a reason. I'm sure I'm probably going to hear a bunch of bullshit about what I'm going to talk about. But this shit is serious to me. This shit is my life. I mean, not what you're doing right now. That ain't my life. But as far as me being able to communicate with you the things that I think are important, that is my life as of now. Now, normally I hear shit about whatever on Facebook, but, you know, I've been away from Facebook for maybe a year. And motherfuckers are realizing what I make videos and talk about, I talk shit about what I talk about. But what I'm saying is, what I talk about is what motherfuckers are thinking or not thinking. So what I'm saying is, I don't really care that you're the ones thinking that weak stuff that you let flow through your mind. But I do want you to care. Why the fuck would I care? It's not me. I'm not going to let it flow through my mind. So I care about weak shit flowing through people's minds, but I have no control over what flows through your mind. You do. So just keep in mind what I'm saying, because I'm going to get into, you know, what I'm talking about, because only one so far this year. And the only reason that one came because it was a promise. Because I don't put much faith in y'all's promise to me. But I'm telling you, I made a promise that I was going to, you know, have a particular sale. And the deal I have for the coming semester is going to thrill motherfuckers. Because, see, do you know me? I had to put myself on the line. I mean, in this last meeting I was in, for sure. But in a lot of meetings, damn near every one, I have to put my fucking self on the line. And the shit I said to him, I thought I could say it because, if that's the case, I would have more takers at this point. Which, I mean, I got a lot. Well, not a lot. I got some. But it's nowhere near a lot. And it could be better. So, yeah. So what I'm saying is it ain't no big deal. Because the new semester hasn't begun, and I know you motherfuckers are just going to just jump on this shit. So I have until then to make my point, because once the new semester starts and I get to show them the results of what I'm talking about, my point will be proven, and I think I could get, financial aid. Because that's what I want. Damn, fuck. I want financial aid so I can lower my prices, because I got a big bank and I ain't got to charge you. I mean, I got to charge you, but not as much. So what I want you to do right now is give me your attention. Hold on. I'm sorry, man. I've been out all day and I've really been fucked up. It's hot and just shit my fucking asthma. Not asthma, but my allergies, whatever they are. It's just fucking with me. And I don't take no medicine. You know, they tell me I got these fucking allergies, but I ain't taking no goddamn medicine. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say this, then we're going to go on. If you take supplements, let's say vitamin C, your body naturally produces that. And when you start taking supplements, whatever this pill, that pill, that pill starts producing it, but semi-producing it in your body. But at the same time, that pill is making your natural immunity or whatever it is relax. So what I'm saying is if you naturally produce it, but it's being relaxed because it's being artificially produced, then what you're doing is dumbing down your system. So let me tell you something. Rosebud don't take no fucking medicine. I did take that corona shot. But I don't take no goddamn medicine. I ain't taking no aspirins. I ain't taking nothing. Now, don't get me wrong. The motherfuckers say if you don't take these high blood pressure pills, you're going back. All right, I might do that. I mean, you know, I might do whatever to live as far as that go. But about trying to help me live with some bullshit that some motherfucker done created, if I can't go get my vitamin C from eating shit like oranges and whatever else have vitamin C in it, then I don't need vitamin C. But you can get it from all that, is what I'm saying, naturally. And I get mine as much as I can naturally. So, what I'm saying is this. I want you to think about Sidewalk University and you. I want you to think about Sidewalk University and you hooking up. Because I know a year or so ago, I said I wouldn't have no sales. No more fucking sales. My shit I ain't got to have sales for it. Now, the more I tried to hold to that over the year, the guiltier I felt. Wait, do you motherfuckers know me? Because what I'm saying, I'm sure you don't think I feel guilt. But I would feel it because you motherfuckers, I'm going to just say it, you being real with me and SW, you motherfuckers are supporting that idea, if that's the case. And I appreciate it. So what I'm saying is, I'm getting into promotions. They're quite different than sales. Promotions are different than sales because sales are simply trying to make some money. Promotions is about an idea or a particular situation in this environment that you can take advantage of. And it does have a discounted price, but the discounted price isn't because it's on sale. The discounted price is because this promotion includes whatever. So, what I'm saying is if I have a promotion, I gotta cut prices for the promotion. So why don't I call it a sale? For the reasons I just told you. So I've gotten a few emails, 3-4 emails, reminding me of what I said a year ago. And of course, it makes them say, that's why I know you ain't shit, Rose, but you be lying. Because I did say I ain't gonna have no sales a year ago. But what I'm saying is this, I can deal with that. But I want you all to know the motherfucking difference. That's why I'm telling you this is a promotion. Now, the exciting details of this new promotion is better than a 2-for-1 sale. So a 2-for-1 sale is a 50% off. And this is better than that. So wait, listen, I'm saying, haters, remember, when you compare me with your fucking internet idols, shit, can you include all the shit I do that ain't got shit to do with the internet? At least be fair, you motherfuckers. When you compare, be fair. Oh, shit, that's why. You can't be fair because you won't have anything to compare me to with them motherfucking fake-ass motherfuckers. Except that they saying some of the shit I'm saying. All right. But you can compare me with them in views. Now, I can see and one of them motherfuckers, and one of them probably getting more views than I get. I mean, they could probably take a month of views. Well, maybe not that, but they could probably take whatever gang of days of views from me and be one day of views from him. But could it be because I don't rely on no motherfucking internet to get my dough? Man, please. I wish I would sit up here and let them tell me your content is fucked up so you can't get your monetization, whatever the fuck. I don't rely on that shit. This is another reason you motherfuckers should respect me. See, you young fools can't see how live of an old motherfucker I am. The only thing you can see is how I berate or belittle or don't give respect to what the fuck you talking about. Because what you talking about ain't deserve no goddamn respect. You sure ain't doing what you talking about. You talking about it, but you sure ain't fucking doing it. Now let me go over the stream yard right quick. I might have 10 viewers. 41. That's nothing. And you know why it's nothing? Because I'm talking shit. Well, no. This is internet, I'm not internet, NFL Sunday. give you action. Them motherfuckers watching the NFL. But you motherfuckers that are watching, why the fuck you ain't got no questions? Because I'm being too real. You know, I'm being too real. A motherfucker ain't gonna be able to ask me no questions because you want me to be on another tangent. No. It is what it motherfucking is. I just know I'm straight. And I wouldn't give a fuck about all that goddamn hate that I be getting. I talk so much shit. But if any of you would pay attention to what the fuck you hate about me, you would just see, man. I don't talk about other people. I talk shit about me. If your motherfucking ass, you know, don't want to hear much more of me talking this kind of shit, I would suggest you turn your motherfucking computer off. Because I'm going to talk so much shit, you ain't going to be able to stand it. Never, and I mean never, let a black ass motherfucker like me do something big. Getting my Real Talk with Rosebud channel on YouTube, it has been a blessing in disguise for me. Oh, yeah. Follow me. Okay? You don't have to, but if you would like, follow me. See, because new strategies are going to be implemented in the coming semester at Sidewalk University, and it's exciting the hell out of me because it's going to give me other things to talk about or to other things to allude to that you motherfuckers ain't going to really get to know shit about because you only want to hear me talk on this shit, and you won't interact with me, so you ain't going to learn a motherfucking thing. I suppose it's about being entertained. So, I remember when I bought that Rolls Royce. Now, niggas was talking about pimping. You know, when I pimp like a motherfucker, I'm going to be able to give you a Rolls Royce. But they was talking about, you know, whatever that $3,000 a month or whatever paid them. I don't think it was going to be $3,000. I think it was going to be like $2,000. Something like that. Month payment. Niggas spend good enough to afford that shit. They get that Rolls Royce, make them famous Rolls Royce. So, I mean, I wasn't better than them, but I wanted to do something to distinguish myself from them. So, I start saving $100 bills. And when I got whatever, I was going to buy me a Rolls Royce. I started getting paid this. You motherfuckers ain't eating. So I motherfuckers get, you know. I mean, if you eat, you're going to need some scrimps and scrapes and some goddamn fish scales and everything else. You ain't even getting no real food. Of course, I'm talking shit. But what I'm saying is, when I bought the Rolls Royce, I went in there with $375 bills, $37.5 in my pocket, and motherfucker pocket that shit, woo-woo. And they telling me the price, 50 racks, woo-woo. Now, back, this is like in 81, something like that. 50 racks is hella money. Plus, I mean, shit. What would you sell it to me for if I drop cash? He said, well, if California wasn't on the West Coast, it might be on the East Coast. So I say, motherfucker, you know, he was saying, if don't matter in here, man, do you want it or not? That's what he was saying, fuck a if. Do you want the shit or not? Yeah, man, I want it. Reached in my pocket, pull out a wad, had hundreds on the top. So, of course, the motherfucker thought, as it go on, you're going to see whatever smaller bills. But then I flipped it open on his ass. Bam! And the motherfucker actually tripped because it was all hundreds. 818, come on, man, goddammit. What the fuck is up? Come on.
What's going on, bud?
Nothing, man. What's out of the
Man, I had a quick question about, I'm in a relationship, and it was about how can I make my woman a little bit, what can I do to make my woman a little bit more confident? Because I feel like she's picking on me, talking about I'm the one who made her insecure and blah, blah, blah. So if I look another girl's direction or anything, she's talking.
Stop. Are you guilty of that or not? Did you make her insecure? Do certain things you do unintentionally or not, do they make her in, or could they make her insecure?
Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying is, let's say you looked at baby and you said, damn, but you didn't say it loud enough for her to hear it. But some kind of way she got it. And she said, I see you.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. What would you say to her in that regard?
You said if she says what to me?
Listen to me, man. You said you be doing shit that makes you, I mean, not makes you, but makes her trip as far as insecurity.
Yeah.
So you're guilty of that. I'm giving you an example. You're riding down the street. You see this fine-ass big booty bitch or whoever it is, and you ain't trying to disrespect your broad. She in the car, but you see the bitch, and you look. And then the motherfucking, your woman, since she in tune to you, she see that you see this big booty bitch. What would you say?
Oh, I actually look goofy, and I'd be like, well, I'd be like, damn, she was fine. I mean, you can't lie. And I just continue on with my conversation or whatever I was doing.
Yeah, but check game, bro. Do you see how you stuttered through that? You stumbled?
Yeah.
Because, no, it was a good answer, but you stumbled, which means you just was lying. What I'm saying is this, man, if you're doing shit that your woman can see that is actually, excuse me, making her feel insecure, then you got to stop that shit. And when you do it, owning up to it is what you should do if that's the case, but you got to say something about owning up to it. Man, that bitch had a big old motherfucking ass. I'm telling you, that ass ain't got shit on the ass you got because your ass come with you. Your ass come with your mind. Your ass come with your motherfucking conversation. Your ass come with all the goddamn things that I don't like about you. That's why I ride by looking at them bitches and you in the car. Come on, tell me that shit's gonna be not tripping.
Oh man, she not, but she go test it. She go test it. Oh yeah, right. But I bet you if I wasn't in this car with you, you would pull it over. She go say something like that.
Hey. What I'm saying is this: you can make any bet you wanna make, bitch. I told you what time it is. So if you don't believe me, believe what the fuck you want to believe. Yeah. Don't be arguing. Don't try to convince that bitch. Bitch, believe what the fuck you want to believe. If you ain't in the car, then I'm going to pull over. If that's what you want to believe. Do you want to believe after I pull over, I'm going to let the bitch in and I'm going to stick my dick in her mouth? Because that's what the fuck she's saying when she's saying you're going to pull over.
Yeah.
She would say, no, I ain't saying all that. Well, you can't say none of it. Bro, you got to be sharp. You got to be on top of what bitches saying and what they mean. What they say is not what they mean.
I didn't think of that, but thanks. I didn't think of it like
that's
that.
That's why I have my shows, bro. That's why I have my videos. Yeah. So you call in, say some shit, and then all of a sudden, you get some shit you didn't even think about. But now that you're thinking about it, I bet you, now that you're thinking about it, I bet you got a whole bunch of no more weapons to use when you go kicking with baby. right or wrong.
That arsenal. Yeah, yeah. Cause I live with my girl, so I don't. She always. We just went to a show yesterday, and I'm an artist, so my homie was performing or whatever, and we front stage, you know, front show, and I made an eye contact with some female or whatever. Everybody was smoking. I made eye contact with a female, and she was checking me out and everything. And I'm with my girl, and my girl caught everything. And I was low-key embarrassed. She was like, yeah, I seen you make eye contact with old girl, and she was doing that little smile.
Stop. What kind of fucking artist are you if you can't make eye contact with a fan? What kind of bitch do you got that you gonna let that kind of shit be a topic?
Yeah.
Man, this shit is on you. It ain't your bitch. It's you. You a weak-ass motherfucker. You trying to be a motherfucking artist, and you can't make eye contact with female goddamn fans?
I can't. My girl be ready to chop my head off.
Hey, two things. One or the other. You make the choice. You don't need to be an artist, or you don't need that bitch. I don't know what's best for you, but if your motherfucking ass can't charm your goddamn fans, you ain't going to be very successful.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you got to say about that?
No. I'm saying you're right. Shit, I feel awkward. Like, I can't even speak with another female, or my girl low-key go be on some, oh, yeah, you trying to get with her or something. Like, I'm cheating on her. So that's why I was bringing up the interest.
Hey, bro, don't sound like you married.
No, I'm not.
So then tell that bitch, you keep talking that motherfucking shit, I'm going up in baby guts. And I'm going to fuck the shit out of her. And when she started liking me, she can take your motherfucking place. Because I'm sticking
to that's some cold shit.
I'm telling you what to do, man.
Yeah, if I do that, man, my girl liable to swing on me, bud. She liable
man,
to swing on
if
me.
You do that, hey, if you do that, that bitch going to trip like a motherfucker, start talking whatever shit, but when she get through talking shit, it's going to be then sunk in, bitch. Straighten up or get the fuck out. Period. You can't be caring about the drama the bitch finna show you.
Yeah,
they
right.
Drama queens, all of them. So you let her go do whatever the fuck. But well, then when you get through with that shit, then when you get your motherfucking ass out of here. That's where I'm coming from. Hey, go ahead on, go crazy, talk all that shit. Woo. But what I'm saying is when you get through, can you please have your shit on the other side of my door? Hey, that's how you got to do it, bro. I ain't saying fuck a bitch. I ain't saying bitches ain't shit. I'm saying you can't be letting the broad trip on you to the extent it's changing where your motion for success is going.
Yeah, it is. I don't feel right, man. I feel like, damn, I gotta walk outside.
Hey, bitch, what, you crying, nigga? Yeah. You crying, nigga? I don't want to hear that crying ass shit. Take that shit to your partners. Let them listen to your crying ass. I done already told you what the fuck to do. Fuck the bitch and everything she talking about, because she ain't about what you talking about. And if you can't do that, that's on you.
Real talk, OG.
That's what the fuck I would do. Bitch, please.
Yeah.
Hey, why am I in Las Vegas? Because my wife had said some shit that I didn't really like. And when I told her she ever say the shit again, I'm leaving. And the motherfucking bitch said it again. And I got my dog and all my clothes and told her, this house, this furniture, all this shit you can have, because this is shit. I'm going to get it again. And I left, came up here. Ain't been back, ain't fucking with the bitch, ain't giving a fuck, because I don't need no motherfucking bitch. I want them. As long as I do what I want, fine. I ain't need nothing. I need me. That's who I need, or that's what I need. I don't need nothing else. Everything else is a perk for me being me. If I get a bitch that likes me, you know, if she want to fuck with me, then that's what I get for being me. I ain't trying to be something some bitch looking for. No, I'm being me. You might be looking for me, bitch, if you check me out. But then again, I ain't gonna tell you that. I'm gonna say, you know, you gotta be willing to take that chance, bro. Fuck a bitch, man. I don't need no bitch. I don't need a bitch to cook. I don't need her to clean. I don't need shit. I need her to be my woman. If you go be my woman, then we cool. But about all that other bullshit, now don't get me wrong, bro. There's responsibilities that come with being my woman. Otherwise, I don't need a bitch to clean. But if you my woman, you better be willing to clean. Can't be no nasty motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So there's both sides to what I'm saying. It's just that I know what I'm saying, so I know what side I need to be focused on because I'm very confident that I'm not wrong. Period. That's blood, bro.
Whew.
We good?
Cold.
We good, man?
Yeah, hello? One more question.
Okay, come on, man.
I appreciate it. One more question about as far as you were talking about marriage and everything. I'm not ready for that yet, but on the way towards that, I feel like a late bloomer. I'm going to tell you, I feel like a late bloomer. Like, I'm not ready for marriage yet.
Hey, bro. Do you believe in a relationship the dude call the shots?
Facts.
You don't believe that?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
not a fact. Nah. Hey, you know why I know you don't believe that? Because you're saying all this shit about a relationship. And you ain't saying one time, as long as baby dudes or whatever is like that, you know, I'm trying to get it, blah, blah, blah. You ain't saying shit about you. Which let me know you full of shit, man. How are you going to have anything under control and you ain't even talking about you when you're talking about control?
Right.
See, let me tell you
something.
Wait. Let me tell you something. Silence is golden, especially when it's brought up by something you said or asked. I don't give a fuck if it took you 5 seconds to think of an answer. It is not going to take me a nanosecond. You can't ask me shit that I don't fucking know the answer to right now. I might not know your birthday, but I bet listening to you talk, I would think you around 25, 26. Is that right or wrong?
I just turned 29, July 11th.
Okay, you just turned 29. So I was thinking you was on the lower end of your mid-20s, but you on your higher end of the mid-20s.
Yeah.
What do you think that's saying for you? You slow as fuck.
Yeah, socially, yeah, I feel.
Well, what I'm saying, bro, if you know you slow socially, why don't you speed up socially?
I did. Listen,
You didn't. Bro, if you would have sped up socially, your social life would have changed. So you did do whatever you did, but it wasn't speeding up. It was doing what you always do, fool yourself into thinking you doing something when you ain't doing shit but what the fuck you always been doing. And that is the absolute definition of idiot shit.
Insanity.
That's right. Doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and expecting something different to happen.
Yeah.
Man, you better bring your ass to SWU.
When does the semester start?
October 1st. And what I'm saying is, okay. God damn it, I'm trying to get through this shit so I can tell you about the deal and shit. But I want to motherfucking tell you all the shit leading up to the deal. So you can see how good the deal is.
Yeah.
Hey, just hang on, man, because I'm going to drop a bomb on you motherfuckers when I get finished. Just hang on, man. All right?
What's up, man? I appreciate you.
You know it. Hey, check game. I remember when I bought my Rolls Royce. I was so fucking proud. I mean, you just don't know how, that's all niggas talk about. Yeah, Rolls Royce, ooh, nigga ain't even got a car. Ain't got no jury, ain't got shit. But I was talking that shit too. But I did have a car, I did have jury, I did have hoes. And I really wanted that Rolls Royce. So I go get the Rolls Royce. Like I say, 375 motherfucking hundreds. I pulled that car out, and, you know, I bought it in the Bay, but I drove it straight to L.A. And when I pulled in off Highland on Sunset, I fucking just blew my horn. I blew it all the way down Sunset one way to Beverly Hills in a U-turn, and just was blowing my horn all the way down Sunset to motherfucking Vermont. By Kaiser. Listen to me. I'm serious. I was so fucking happy and so proud. I was speaking. I'm telling you. I'm not lying. I was speaking to the stray cats and the stray dogs I saw. And when I saw the police, and they had the light in me or something, I burnt rubber from the light. And them motherfuckers didn't even give me a ticket. I didn't give a damn. I had done something big. Yeah, buying a Rolls Royce was big. You know, yeah, doing that shit with whole dollars is big. But paying cash hadn't been done. Hadn't been done. I got the pink slip. I'm rolling down the street with the pink slip in my motherfucking wallet to a Rolls Royce. Police was pulling me over, license and registration. And I would pull out my license and my pink slip and give it to them. Sir, this is the ownership, but it's not your actual registration. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Nick. You know, and I would give them the registration. But right now, they know this nigga own this motherfucker. Right now, they finna be very cautious fucking with me. Well, I'm saying the motherfuckers don't give me a ticket in that case. And you know what? That was back then. Right now, I still don't care one iota what some motherfucker think about Rosebud. I just don't. Then you want to know why? Because I depend. I can count on my mind. I can count on my mind to allow me to see a way to overcome any obstacle you or any motherfucker can put in my goddamn way. No woman, no boss, no man, nothing can stop me from doing something I want to do, unless, of course, it can't be done right now. I am what you call confident. None of you motherfuckers out there can say I'm not confident. You can't say I'm not a confident, bragging son of a bitch. And I know that's what a lot of you motherfuckers think about me. And guess what? You motherfuckers right. I know I can leap over a tall building in a single bound. And when I land, I ain't gonna hurt my ankles. Because my confidence have provided me with strong ass springs. And all I'm going to do is hit the bottom and bounce. Because that's what I am, a motherfucker that can do amazing things. Superman was the only motherfucker that could leap over a tall building in a single bound. But he kept flying when he leaped over it. I ain't Superman. When I leap over the motherfucker, I'm coming down. Now, I would imagine that if Superman was just trying to jump over the building and come down, you know, when he was coming down, if he was going too fast, his goddamn superpowers could put brakes or whatever to fucking let him land safely. But me, I ain't got that goddamn shit. I just got these springs. So when I land, I'm bouncing again. Unless I know how to land. Like motherfuckers do on trampolines and shit. When they ready to stop, they just jump 20 feet up in the air and they coming down ready to stop. They know how to stop right there. So I think I would know that. What am I saying? Why am I talking about Superman? Because Superman was a motherfucker that could do anything at any time, under any condition. And I'm a man for any season, a man with all reason, and none of the goddamn shit is teasing my black ass. It's all pleasing my ass. And why am I this way? Because I was born blessed to be in a lifestyle that bucks all odds. And the majority of people in it don't even make it out of it sane. Or straight. Or not lazy. 510, what's up, bro? I see you there. I'm trying to get you. What's happening?
What's going on with it, Rosebud? This JR from the Bay once again, man.
What's happening, JR from the Bay?
Oh, man, I'm straight, man. You know, I just hopped on and heard you. I got the alert, man, and I heard the last few minutes of what you were saying, and man, I just want to jump on and say, man, after hearing your audiobooks, part one and two, man, you got the goddamn right to say that you the man with the master plan, that you the egocentric or whatever people may think. That's the whole point of the situation. It's like people got to go out there and recognize what their capabilities are, man. We can't just stand still, man. We got to be able to take some chances, man, and be ourselves, man, and go out there and be able to slip and get back up and dust our shoulders off, man, and not be afraid, man. That's the only way we're going to grow and we're going to learn, man.
Hey, let me tell you something, JR. That's real shit, man. So you like them audio books, huh?
Hell yeah, man. The first one was just action-packed, man. It was full of your story of your initiations in the game, you how you met Shantae and other players, and most of all, your story, how you came out of Vallejo and then hit Hollywood on their ass, you know, and did your thing, you know. And I really liked it, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I'm going to keep it real. I know you had to go through some hardships. It wasn't on glitz and glamour, but you held it down, though. And then audio book part two, you really get deep with it, man. You go back to the essence of who you really, you know what I'm saying, how you became who you are, you know, your family and everything. I don't know if I should, how do you
say no, that?
Hey,
listen, I want you to say whatever he's saying,
okay?
Because that's what you got from the book. And what you got from the book ain't going to be what somebody else get, but it might encourage them to want to see what they get. So I want to hear it. Go ahead. What'd you get from part two? I got deep,
with
you
part
said.
Two. Part two, you came all the way back around, like in the circle, man. It was like your evolution, man. It's like two sides to a coin, you know. And, you know, it's more than two sides to a coin. It's just depths, man. And you got to figure out who you really are. You know what I'm saying? And what, you know, and where you came from. You know what I'm saying? So, and you can still look in the mirror, you know what I mean, and know that you the man. And that you did what you did, but you could apply it to other things too. You versatile, you know.
Hey, listen, man. The thing, of course, I want to let. I like hearing the shit you're saying, but what I'm saying is, I ain't a nigga that just got one book. Do you like to read?
Call say that again. You said which one do I like to read?
Do you like to read?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, man, I couldn't read my
book. Hey, listen to me. Hit me on the email. Go to my site, rosebudtheauthor.com. rosebudtheauthor.com. And you can listen to 10 minutes, I think it is, of each book, and then whatever strikes your fancy, man, you got two of them. I want to hit you with two of them. Because I love this conversation. I like what you said, too, but I ain't really tripping on what you said. I'm just tripping on you really listening to the shit, and you really picked up, you know, the things that was being trying to convey, I was trying to convey. So hopefully, you know, I got Adventure Man 1 and 2, Thaddeus God Go, Tale of a Vampire 1 and 2, A Time Will Tell, Fears. I got a lot of books that you can get off that damn site. And what I'm saying is a lot of motherfuckers don't realize, man, yeah, I'm going to sell them, but I'm giving hell of them away because that's promotion.
That's what's up, Rosebud. Thank you, man. Yeah, I definitely, man, I'm going to definitely check it out, man. You got
me
excited. I'm going to go on
the... Do that tonight. And when you hit me, make sure you include your area code and your first three digits of your phone number so I'll know it's you. And I'm telling you, any two books, I don't give a fuck what it is, any two, choose them, all right?
Okay, cool. Sorry.
Okay, let's go. Hey, you guys, see, to me, I think, I really think I was blessed at birth. First, I was born to some parents who, like, didn't give a fuck about scolding me. Shit. And at the same time, they definitely was going to teach me. And I didn't realize, but I realized looking back, that they was molding me. They did that with all my brothers and sisters. They molded us into thinking machines. Because I don't have a poor brother or sister. I just don't. And let me tell you, I just thank my mother and father for being the fluid. My mother just believed in God so much we just could not understand. How the fuck do you believe in God so much and all this shit is happening? But she did. And everything she believed concerning her, I think I told you guys about her dying in the bed, in her bed, at her house, with all her kids around her, like she had predicted 15 or whatever years earlier. I ain't worried about dying because I know the Lord gonna let me die in my bed, in my house, with my kids around. Mama, you so goddamn crazy. How can you believe some shit like that? You know, but that's what happened. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I think if you believe it and you real about it, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I believed I was gonna get straight A's. I got them. I believe I was going to start a school that's going to be viable, that's going to get graduates that do big things because of what they learned at this school, and I got that going. What I'm saying is, I don't care if you believe it. I only care if I believe it. If I believe it, then fuck everybody else. I ain't giving a fuck what somebody else believes. My mother and father never failed to put any one of us down when we fail. And any one of us, if we succeeded, got straight A's or whatever, they seldom lift us up. Boy, you all right. Now, my mama would say to me, you so apt, Johnny, blah, blah, blah. Apt mean ready to learn or something. But what I'm saying is they didn't think they should compliment us or try to lift us up when we failed. But when I would succeed, I would come home and, you know, tell Pops whatever. Pops, what? All right, boy. I know that's all I'm getting. Fox, you know, we had a track meet today. You know, and I broke the school record. Oh, yeah. But let me get a real bad grade, low grade, when I got to, like, come in. Because I couldn't swim in the gym. I would get D's like a motherfucker. Someone would come over and tell, have to tell, you know, Dad. Because, you know, the grade is one thing, but why did you get it? That was the big thing. So why'd you get that D, boy? If you humped your shoulders, I don't know. Oh, God, you got killed. You couldn't even go to school the next day. If you said, I don't know, you got the shit beat out you because you didn't try to think. You got to think. But if you answered it, and it, you know, was a stupid-ass fucking answer, and even though it's not a good answer as far as a good reason to not, you know, do whatever you're supposed to do, Pops was just, boy, you ain't got horse sense. You ain't got the sense you was born with. He would say shit like that. Because if you tried to answer it to him, at least you was thinking. Man, that just, it fucking just lasted with me throughout my life. I used to tell my hoes, any one of you motherfuckers ever hear me say, I don't know, you got $2,000. Period. There is nothing that I'm not going to know. Because even if I'm wrong about what I say, I'm going to be the thought about it. And what I'm saying is that's, as far as my father go, that's all that was important. You got to think. So if I answered whatever and it was wrong, to them, mom and pops, that's what they expected from us, not to be right, but certainly not to be a non-thinker. If you fail because you was wrong, that's one thing, but if you fail because you didn't try, don't come home. They knew the secret to success and the secret to life is to be able to make your kids thinker. If they're thinkers, you're tree or whatever clan is going to go on. And so it is. That's why all Dixons are the same. Hard-headed, stubborn motherfuckers. Every Dixon. I don't care. Three generations. They're all the same. Don't want to hear shit. Ain't going to give a fuck if you do say whatever the fuck you're saying. Females, too. You want to know why? You know, when it comes to titles, you know, I think a dude that on the night mentioned Sean Kay and Steve the Dean and shit. You think it's just my partners, man. But I don't want to be no guru. Fuck that. See, gurus want you to adopt and strictly follow their guidelines. And that's because if you do that, they're going to have you hooked in to whatever the fuck they be doing. So as far as you spending money, as long as they're doing something, you're going to be spending money on it. See, what I'm saying is this, fellas. I want you to adopt and strictly follow your own goddamn rules. I don't want you adopting my rules and trying to strictly follow them because you don't do what I do in your life. You do what you do, and your rules should be strictly for you, custom made by you. And what I'm trying to get you to understand is stop being afraid of that. You make your rules. You do. unless you want to live by somebody else's rule. See, I know people. I know a lot of people. And I know people are strange sometimes. Sometimes they don't really see the obvious. So, I have a question. Maybe two. And I did ask these questions on another video, either earlier this week or last week or something. And when I did, I got responses, but I didn't get enough feedback. So I would like to know, who better to learn something from than the motherfucker that wants to teach it? And my second question is, why the fuck can't that teacher be me? Now, according to the last video, one or two motherfuckers did, 5 or 10 minutes later, have a response. But I can't wait 5 or 10 minutes to motherfucking, you know, go on the shit. So why can't that teacher be me? I'm just saying. I hope you guys really notice that in my teaching techniques, I actually utilize the game that I acquired from being in the streets. And I've actually transformed that mentality that I lived by to the higher levels of society. Otherwise, I'd become a successful square-ass motherfucker. Now, I've shown many of you the power that the mentality that I had as, you know, a nigga out there having hoes, that it truly has power. Now, it was real, and when I say real, I mean it was a real, something you can't get around, essential adjustment that I had to make. I mean, street savvy can be used on a low-class level, which is the streets, all the way to the higher, refined level of society, which is in business meetings, dealing with corporations and shit. Think about this, fellas. I'm still doing shit as old as I am. Where most motherfuckers is looking or hoping to enjoy a so-called golden years by, I guess, not working. I would imagine they'd rather be vacationing, but they're not. See, I'm going in an entirely different direction, especially for my age. And I'm sure I'm going to keep on doing all the fly shit, whatever is fly, you know, like sometimes. So I don't really travel a lot, but sometimes. And then relaxing at my leisure. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to remain youthful in my peers' eyes because of, you know, my choice to stay young by mentally challenging myself, mentally stimulating my brain with critical thinking activities. That's how I want you to live your life. I don't want you to live your life like me. I want you to live your life challenging and stimulating your brain. And I want you to forever include critical thinking. And that's going to allow you to age well. Because most people don't realize the power of mental stimulation. They know about sex, how that stimulates you and all that, but come on. Mental stimulation really keeps you young. And since I know that, I try to be a true inspiration to others and myself, because my career as a teacher and everything else I chose to take on is going to be successful because of my attitude. And you want to know what else I aspire to do? I want to make getting an education part of being fly. Now, I know that's a big goal, but I do. If you can understand how important it would be for youngsters to think the only way you can be fly is to get educated and know this shit. A lot of them would know this shit, but they would choose education. They would. The reason they don't is they don't have an alternative. They either choose the streets, and that's going to be Avenue A or Avenue B, period. That's their only choice. So what I'm saying is, if you made an get an education, you know, fly. Rosebud this, Rosebud that. That nigga got degrees. See, to me, and I'm not saying I'm like 100% right, but the reason young dudes today aren't succeeding with women, aren't succeeding with their film career, aren't succeeding with anything they're doing is because they don't have faith in what they're doing. Otherwise, I would say the game, but we got thieves and all they do is use words. And let me tell you something else. The reason them punk motherfuckers steal the words is because they use the word game and they don't have to explain hella shit. This is a game, man. Ooh, game. Man, fuck. I'm going to stop using the word game because suckers then took advantage of the word and it's true. I don't know what they're doing, but they punks, every one of them. And whoever feel you ain't no punk, you use that word, hit me. To me, you all are worried about what you're going to do when you get old. I'm telling you, in the streets, whatever, we all worried about that. Shit, that was the big thing. What the fuck? But we had something on our side you don't have. We had a full, wholehearted belief in the game. Okay, let's see who this is. 832. What's up with you, baby?
Hey, Rosebud, this is Kent out of Texas. I had a question. It's not relevant at all, necessarily what you're talking about, but I've been wanting to ask this question for like probably 2 months already, so I just decided to call in. Could you tell us the story about the best hoe you ever had and how that kicked off?
Why? Why would you want to know that?
I'm just curious. I mean, I think it would be a great story.
Stop. Well, listen, you've been wanting to ask it for whatever reason or whatever amount of time you said. And what I'm saying is for you not to have asked it when you first wanted to ask it and to keep thinking about asking it and to finally get to ask it, there has to be some thought behind that, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so... When I first thought of it, I think it was at the end of one of your shows, so I missed it. And but the reason I've been contemplating it for so long is because when I thought you might tell me that that's a dumb question, like it don't really have anything to do with anything. But I knew, like, the way you tell stories, man, it really just be killing me sometimes. Like I just love the way you talk about your old days and. You know, well, your glory days and when you was, you know, at the time of your tech career.
Come on, what's your question?
What was the name of the that when you think back to all of the girls, like what which one stands out the most and why?
Listen to me, man. Did you ever read my book?
No, sir. No, sir. I have not.
This is in my book. And this is the truth. The best bitch, excuse me, and the only real bra that I met in my whole career of pimping was the first bitch that I caught, because she is the only one that chose the raw, not knowing shit, Rosebud. Everybody, well, wait, she chose John Dixon. Everybody else chose Rosebud. Totally different. This bitch that chose John Dixon knew that I was from the same town she from. Don't know shit about pimping, but she was going to dedicate. I didn't know this, but she evidently knew it, that she was going to dedicate herself to me. And during that dedication, because I say this all the time, man, I was out every night, and I could not catch another hoe for like a year and a half, 2 years. But this one bitch was paying me like a motherfucker, going through all kind of shit, then had to jump out of a car, you know, and get all scraped up and fucked up. And it had all kind of shit happen to her. And all she could think about during all this shit was going back on that stroll and representing me. When she jumped out of the car and was all fucked up, I had to make her stay home. Look, bitch, no. And the next day, or day and a half or whatever, she was all fucked up like I had predicted. But what I'm saying is, by me caring about all this other peripheral shit that's going on, instead of saying, bitch, go get my money. I don't give a fuck, bitch, go get my money. Made me see women. It made me see the way bitches will do, how they think. All you got to do is show them you worth it. And I'm telling you, man, them hoes I had would take a bullet for me. And all of the bullshit that was on the track happening with hoes, woo, 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 didn't happen to me because they didn't want me to come out there and risk getting hurt. And I'm telling you, that's the way I trained them, bitch. Do you want me to come out there? Because the nigga ain't going to talk to me. Nigga going to kill me. Then what you going to do? No, I don't want you there. All right, bitch. So when I come out, I'm family. I'm showing off and shit. I don't want to come out for no problems. But now one or two or three times, a nigga really did have to come out for some problems. And nothing really happened because the nigga showed up. So I'm saying, you weigh what I'm saying right now, the good and the bad, the plus and the minus, and you understand my point, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
You got anything else, bro?
No, sir. No, sir.
All right, man. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much for answering.
Hey, thank you, brother. So listen, we all have heard the saying, be good to the game, then the game will be good to you. Can you imagine who you would get the kind of information that I give you, who would you get it from if, for whatever reason, I decided it wasn't worth it anymore? Or if, heaven forbid, I died. Well, I sure can't imagine who you would, you know, go to ask these questions, conversations we have. But I surely know there aren't many motherfuckers who claim to have a show or a video channel, and it, you know, once or twice a week. There's not very many motherfuckers who have that platform who lace you every single time they come on the air. I do not come on here to shoot the shit with you. I do not. I'm saying you motherfuckers need to quit flexing about ordering my course. Because what I'm saying is, I get a lot of people wanting to know why they ain't on your site. They ain't on my site because I want a semi-relationship with the motherfuckers who purchased my motherfucking course. And I can't have that if it's all internet. I still believe in interacting with motherfuckers, not apps. 334, what's up, man? 334, are you there? All right, when you want to, man, you can talk, but I guess you don't want to now. Any motherfucking way. To me, it's important. It's important for me to be able to guide you through what I'm trying to do. Now, hold on, let me see if this... Hey, 334, do you have something to say?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, what's good? Oh, hey, I ain't used to it working like this. I'm used to, like, coming in
it's
and
true,
listening.
Man. It's cool. You on now, so let's go.
True, true. I got a question. It kind of personal, man. I'm going to just be straight up. Like, I was fucking with this female or whatever, and I kind of caught feelings for her and shit like that. And I started doing a lot of sucker shit, and that shit kind of turned her off. You know what I'm saying? And
Wait, stop. You said you caught feelings for her, and you started doing a whole bunch of... Hold on, man. You started doing a whole bunch of sucker shit?
Yeah.
Stop right there. Stop. Then you should not have any questions. You should know. The reason anything you finna ask is because you was doing sucker shit.
Right
or wrong?
It's right. That's 100. That's true. That's true.
Okay, so now that you know that, is it something you want to talk about or what?
Like, do you think it's possible to turn a situation like that around, or you think I should just be like, you know, fucker, just push it?
Wait. Are you saying... When you get the fuck, are you asking me when I get the fucking with a bitch, if I catch feelings with her, are you asking me something about that as far as fuck her or something? You know, not fuck her sexually, but, you know, fuck her.
No, what I'm saying is, like, I was doing a lot of fucker shit and it turned her off. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was...
Bro, we already know that.
Right.
Why wouldn't sucker shit turn a bitch off?
And I'm asking, can you turn that around, or should you just, you know, keep it pushing if you turn a bitch off like that?
Okay, now I understand what you're saying. You saying that this past sucker shit could be in the way, but you're not sure if it is in the way, and you're not even sure if you should care about it being in the way, right?
Right, exactly.
Man... Listen, first and foremost, you never cut your shit off. So what I'm saying is you don't give a fuck about it, what the bitch do anyway. But you certainly ain't going to give up without putting in, because you already recognize what you did wrong. And all you got to do is figure out this call. You know, I should make this particular call, blah, 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 tell baby, blah, blah, blah. And you make that call, and whatever you think should happen don't happen. Fuck the bitch. But what I'm saying is, not making that last move, you're going to be wondering, should you have said that? I mean, you'd be wondering all the time. Yeah, so what I'm saying is, you got to make the last move.
Yeah, make a move, yes, I see
you. You got to understand that that's the do or die. If the bitch come on, she come on.
Yeah.
She don't fuck it. You feel me?
I feel you 100%, OG. I got you.
That's what's up, brother. Hey, man, and that's why I go through so much, you know, detail trying to get the actual what's going on so I can give you the right shit.
I feel you.
You know it, man. Hey, so you guys, it's just important for me to be able to guide you when it's necessary. So quit tripping. Hit my goddamn PayPal. AskRosewood@gmail.com is where you're going to send your payment to. You hit PayPal.com, then you go to send money. Then it's going to say who you want to send it to. You want to send it to AskRosewood@gmail.com, then you put everything in the comments, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is you need to quit tripping about somebody knowing you doing it. Or you got to quit tripping about whatever the fuck you think I am ulterior motive trying to do. So here's the deal. Use my AskRosewood@gmail.com. It's been $700. You're going to get the course, and you're going to get the enrollment in Sidewalk University, and you're going to get the motherfucking 6 or 7 motherfucking tools free that you have to buy. But what I'm saying, you ain't have to buy them, because with this deal, you're getting them free. So that's like, I guess it's 50, you know what I'm saying, that's 350. And then, you know, 700 minus that 60. That's $1,000 you save. Do you want to do that? So, listen, you know what dependency is? That's when you fucking need something, like dope. Dependency is a motherfucker. I'm having withdrawals from not having shit to do. It's not that I don't have shit to do, but for the past 10 years, my education was the catalyst of my creativity. You see, I knew I had to do something really big. I had to do something to make education important. I mean, important to more than just me or you. What I'm saying is, so I decided to dive into my shit I was doing, which was trying to give an education. And when I dove into it, I just designed a way to win. And I would work on my ideas of starting Sidewalk University from what I was learning doing my master's classes. Because the master's classes, since my undergrad was teaching and learning with technology, my master's focused on teaching, showing people how to get and absorb information. So, if I was going to explore my own ideas, I would either have to separate my education at Ashford with my goals for work. But what I did was combine them. Shit. I do whatever my ideas were as far as Sidewalk University with my assignments, but you have to organize. So when I actually do get it done, my assignment, my juices are flowing. Now I go to whatever the fuck I want to think about concerning Sidewalk University. I'm still on the window of the school. But I'm writing, you know, whatever I'm writing. What I'm saying is this. I had to create an atmosphere where I could be creative. And I had to reprogram myself the way I was making, you know, moves to be in school and you know, jump from that to work. Since I ain't in school no more, I can't use it. And I was kind of afraid of, I don't know, thinking of something new. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, I'm in that creative mode now because of what I'm telling you now. You see, that's a big part of being a motherfucker. You got to be able to switch gears at the speed of light. And I know this. So I'm like having withdrawals. You know, from stopping that one way of being creative and without finding another way. But I ain't hurt. Because I told you motherfuckers a million times that adversity is the best fuel for my thought. And I ain't shutting down for anything. Well, so, while I'm teaching, you know, I was going to sit idle and not come up with new ideas. If you did think that, then you really didn't know me. Did you? Hey, it's motherfucking Sunday. And I didn't even mean to go this long. I only wanted to go an hour. I mean, I get to running off in the mouth. I got to, you know, thinking all kind of goddamn shit. You know, the next thing I know, you hearing it. But let me tell you something. All this shit I'm saying on tonight is real, man. I think like I think, and I believe what I believe. And the only thing I want, bottom line, what I'm trying to get you to understand is that you're the only thing that matters. Your thoughts are the only thing that matters. And until you trust what you think, your life is going to be going in all kinds of directions. You aren't going to be able to focus because what you think is just some bullshit for ideas. That what you thought is what the fuck you was going to do, you wouldn't want shit. Because listen, I want to do this. I sure wouldn't want that. Yeah, motherfucker, everybody, you know, want. How many motherfuckers go get? The go-getters at Sidewalk University, they want shit for exactly 5 seconds. And on the sixth second, they already on a plan to go get it because ain't nothing gonna come to your motherfucking ass because you want it. I'm out.